from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, January 16th. Two cruise ships rescued a total of 41 distressed refugees on Saturday. The MSC Maravilla was returning to Port Canaveral at the end of a nine-night voyage when it encountered an overloaded refugee boat with 24 people on board in the Florida Straits. All of them were brought on board safely. And Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas was in the right place at the right time to rescue 17 more refugees on Saturday. That ship was originally scheduled to be docked at Coco Cay in the Bahamas on Saturday, but had to skip the port of call due to bad weather. And with that weather in the Atlantic over the weekend, those 41 people were very fortunate. And Holland America Line has returned to Southeast Asia as its ship MS Westerdam is currently sailing in Indonesia on a repositioning cruise from Sydney to Singapore. The ship's arrival marks the first time a Holland America Line ship has sailed in the region since 2020. Following a routine dry dock, Westerdam will kick off a full Asia program early next month, sailing from both Singapore and Japan. In late April, the ship will head across the Pacific to Seattle in preparation for the summer Alaska season. And finally, MSC Cruise Line's luxury brand Explora Journeys has announced new details on restaurants aboard its first ship, Explora One. The ship will include the Japanese-inspired restaurant Sakura, Marble & Company Grill European Steakhouse, Mediterranean-inspired Med Yacht Club, the Emporium Marketplace Buffet, and French restaurant Fil Rouge. Probably messed that up, but let's roll with it. The mixology program on the ship will also include drinks created to accompany each restaurant on board. Explora One is set to debut this July in Southampton, England. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 2.3%, 10.52. Royal Caribbean up 2%, 63.48. And Norwegian up 2%, 15.64. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.